So Yudam and Beis, we are going to be doing today the Tesis and the Ran, and then move on. We mentioned yesterday the Gemara, we went over the Gemara, and the Gemara brought down a... and we came out of it. This is what the Gemara said. Kunz of Yuda, how the Maskon is. Kunz of Yuda, you have to check the Hatzila on in the night of the Zikas Chomets. The Baron agreed to that. The Kunz of Yuda, if you didn't check in the night of the Zikas Chomets, you check in the morning. And the Baron agreed to that. The Kunz of Yuda, if you didn't check in the morning, you check as Zman Bil. And the way it came out from Rashi, the Rabbanan agreed to that, but they call it, they don't call it Mambir, they call it Terechamoyet. And then, that from there on, now the opinions diverge. According to Rabbi Yehuda, after this time, you can't do it anymore. And according to Rabbanan, no, you can still do it. You can do it La'achamoyet. What does La'achamoyet mean according to Rashi?
Up to nightfall.
The Achamayit means after the Zman of Bil, you can do it up to nightfall. So we started yesterday, and we'll do it Tesis, and we'll do it again today. And the Tesis had the difficulty in Rashi's chat. Pesha Kunshah, says Tesis, the last Tesis on the page, Rashi says, what does Tesis mean? Bishoshish, in the sixth hour. The Koshet says Tesis, it's not Gishmak. Why? So Rabbi Yehuda, Koyelei Shah Tabir. Rabbi Yehuda called this same time, he called it the Shah Tabir. The Lom Mashina Lashoina. So why on earth should Rabbanon change the expression? Why do they say also Shah Tabir and then talk about Achamayid? Why do they talk about Terechamayid and say it means the same thing which Rabbi Yehuda said Shah Tabir? Lom Mashina Lashoina. So because of this kasha, Tez is going to say that can't be the shot. If we talk about Terechamayid, there must be a different time to what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said Shah Tabir and Rabbanon saying Terechamayid, there must be a different time. Can't be the same time, but we use the same expression. So what does Terechamayid mean? What could Terechamayid mean? It doesn't mean the time of the Bil, because they would have said Shah Tabir. So what does it mean? So what does Terechamayid mean? Sensatus, Ela, the Terechamayid, Tainu, Mishkila Sheva. That's from the beginning of the seventh hour, Ad Soif HaPesach, until the end of Pesach. Now why, what's Terechamayid got to do with that? Why should Terechamayid mean from the beginning of the seventh hour until the end of Pesach? Right. So Moed means the Zman of Yitzchak HaMoed.
Camming gathering,
yeah.
The reason
why we use Moed to describe Yom HaShoeivim, because that's the time when we all gather together. Normally, Moed we say means Yom HaShoeivim.
Does it mean time?
Very little. It means together. That's what it means. Now, the Torah uses the word mayad for Eilim Mayad Hashem for Yom HaShoeivim because at the time of Rashi, but I'm bundled, we'll get together, midam and gevaldi. But mayad really means either Yom Tov, so we're going to use the idiomatic expression, or can be the time. Right? So he is saying, Moed, Tesis says Moed means the time of Yitzchak HaMoed, meaning Yom Tov. It's not still say Yom Tov, because Yom Tov of what? Yom Tov of Pesach. What's unique about Yom Tov of Pesach? Yitzchak HaMoed. So from whenever Yitzchak HaMoed starts, until the end of Yitzchak HaMoed, that's what Tesis HaMoed means.
Is the seventh hour the start of when we're allowed to start chanting the Korban?
Half an hour later. Okay. It's saying that Erev Pesach can also be Yom Tov. Okay.
So then we have to do the time of the shechting before Pesach. So it just be that window between when the shechting starts and when the chag action begins, when we're done shechting.
Right. Which is about 6 hours. So yeah, okay, you could say that.
We also include the time of the later schedule, and we say that also, like
we have. The concentration is till the end of Yom Tov. So the end of Yom Tov. I mean, from Shabbat and until the end of Shabbat.
You can say the common thing that's okay for us to do such a thing?
Yeah.
To search the Shabbat?
Yeah. She says, because, remember how we started, they start off this way, that they're using the same expression, can't be. They're using different expressions at the same time, can't be. Elamai Moed must be after Zmanbil. If Toyach Moed means after Zmanbil, then Al Kochav Acha Moed must be after Yom Tov. Because there is no other way of learning it. But according to Rashi didn't learn like that. So why didn't Rashi learn like that? The Chaya, how to use learning, is more kishmak. It's not mistabit to say that Meir and Rebuta and the Chachamim should use a different expression for the same time. So why didn't Rashi learn like that?
He can't.
So it's safe because Rashi cannot. Because Rashi can't. Why? Rashi loyal to the parish. And Rashi didn't want to explain like this. So I missed that a little bit. And Akamai, here's three lines back. And Akamai gives the Kadesh Leis Ayub Le Chomitz Shal Isra B'Shan Eter. After Chomitz, after Yom Tov, Akamai means after Yom Tov, Yivta, you should check what for. It's only too late. You should check Kadesh Leis Ayub Le Chomitz Shal Isra B'Shan Eter, so that we shouldn't be mixing Chomitz of Isra with Chomitz of Eter. It's like we explained the Midrabanan. Midrabanan, the halacha is that any chomitz which is left after Pesach is any chomitz that was left over after Pesach is offered to eat. You're not allowed to eat any chomitz left over after Pesach. And the reason why you're not allowed to eat any chomitz left over after Pesach? Midrabanan. Why? Why the chazan made this Midrabanan?
Because it shouldn't be kept.
Right, they were worried that people would know that they can have chomet after Pesach, they'll just leave over after Pesach. They won't do bigger chomet. So therefore, Chazal made the tikkun, you have to.
He's
just do bittul. He won't be over by the oil, just do bittul. And there's this business that maybe he'll come to eat it, he won't be so concerned about it. So for that thing, you should know that food, you'll never have to eat. You never have to eat. So Mela, Rashi Lo Yotzeh LeFarish came. So therefore, after Pesach, that's why after Bikas, you shouldn't have a mixture of Chomet food, which was left over after Pesach, and non-Chomet, and food that was bought after Pesach.
So the Chomet is there,
So why didn't Rashi learn like that? Oh, Rashi lo yot to the fire screen. Why didn't Rashi learn like that? And it appears for Mishneh, because Rashi explained in the Mishneh that place of Aleph, the Boykin, the reason why we check is Shalayava Bali Roy. The whole idea of Zika's comment in the Mishnah is because of Bali Roy, and Bali Roy definitely doesn't exist after Pesach. So Achamayit can't mean after Pesach. So now we have to work backwards. If Achamayit can't mean after Pesach, so when can it mean? What could Achamayit mean? After Zmanisa. But not after Pesach. So it means after Zmanisa. So what does Toyach Achamayit mean?
In
what time period?
In the time period between the Beor and the month and the
So again, Hakamayin Kamin after Yomtov, because there's no reason to be deacon. So Hakamayin Masin after the time of Zman is to begin. No, that's Hakamayin. Hakamayin. So what's the Yomtov? That's the Zman after Yom Tov. If Achamayit means after the Zman when Issa begins. So what's Teichamayit mean? The Shashishit. So Teichamayit is Shashishit, which happens to be there. We really use also the same expression of Shatabil. So you're right. We've come to a problem that Rav Yehuda and Achamayit are using the same expression. A different expression at the same time. But Rashi forced it on that way, because according to Rashi, Achamayit can't mean after Yom Tov. So Achamayit must be after Chatzos on Erev Yom Tov. The Teichamayit must be the 6th hour. So the Teichamayit 6th hour, which happens to be the same time as the same time Rav Yehuda was speaking about. Rav Yehuda was talking about a different expression. You're right, it's kosher. But that's why Rashi did this. Right? So it's not Gishmak. I'm going to have a test to explain Rashi. But it's not Gishmak to say this, that if you hold that the Bedikas Chometz is because of Bali Roya, then Marasol. That is Al Kosher how you have to learn it. I hold that the reason why you do Bedikas Chometz is so you shouldn't eat it. And that could be also after Yom Tov. So I have a whole new stage which I can say. I can say Achamayit means after Yom Tov. So Teichamayit can mean Teichamayit is the man of Issa. And then you can have there's none of you that Rabbanon never discussed any difference with you. Okay?
This is what the concept of the talk.
Right? Like we said, we do use the word Moed to describe the time. Right? But the reason is because the third source describes Yom Tov as Moed. Moed means the time of Ban Lachomet.
Rashi doesn't attribute anything, doesn't attribute the reason for Bior, the reason for Bediga, it has nothing to do with the Somaite Kamdir. He has no Bashash for Somaite Kamdir.
That's not the reason why the Mishnahis talk about the Bior. Right, whether Rashi reads the Tosfos could be, but that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah says, Ola, Vasa, both of the Chomets, is Rashi. I'm always going to remember this Rashi. The second Rashi on the Pel, on the Sefer, Shabbat Yavah, Bali, Rabbi, Rabbi. So that's what the Mishnahis are discussing. So they have a Bali, Rabbi, Rabbi. This one also is like that. Okay, so that's Rashi. So now that's Rashi and Tosfos. But we're left with some difficulties, really. We are left with some difficulties. That why are we using a different expression? Like Jason says, it's not Gishmak. Why is he using a different expression? The other difficulty we have is, I can tell you a third shot. Rashi didn't know that. I can tell you a third one. A Teichamayit means non-view. Achamayit means after the non-view until after Pesach.
That's
you could have said. Now after Pesach you have to do Bedikah because nobody right. But I could have said Achamayit means after Zman Bior until the end of Tol Nidah Tzachak. Could have done that way. And right yet Rashi didn't learn that way. And why didn't Rashi learn that way? Why didn't Rashi say until after Pesach? That Rashi didn't say, why not? Yeah, that's the difficulty in Rashi. We have two difficulties in Rashi. Number one is, take two difficulties that are left with Rashi. Number one is, why the myth? Did the Rabbana use a different expression? And number two is, okay, So Rashi's got to learn the way he does, but why does Rashi say it stops at nightfall and not say that it keeps going until after, till the end of Pesach?
Well, that's the
top,
right?
Sechamayi, the contrast is Zman Bio.
That one window.
Right. Achamayi means after Zman Isra. So why does it end by night? It should keep going until after Pesach.
And he's
trying to
be in
the Chumash
would say,
he's quoting the
Chumash,
he says,
Asher Tesach, yeah.
Nachon?
And the
Yehuda
would say that
it's
going to be until...
Only Chatzos.
What? Only Chatzos. Yeah. So the Rashi wanted to say there's not such a big machlokes. What do you mean by that? I hear what you're saying, but he needs a lot more flesh to make any...
Tell me one more, if we're really concerned that he might come to eat it, and that's in discussion right now.
Right.
So who is going to be the... I don't think we're so concerned about somebody during the Chag, but he knows it's courage, and he knows he's going to be eating matzo, so he finds it, even if he finds the good kriyasa, I don't think he's touching the
comments. So then why didn't Rebbe Yehuda say he should do
the
Bedikah then?
What?
Why didn't Rebbe Yehuda say he should do the Bedikah then? Rebbe Yehuda said after Zman Biro, Shuv Ein Ebedik, Zel, you missed it. Because what you're saying, that
he
just said there's no concern. You, Rebbe Yehuda. No, so why didn't Rebbe Yehuda say on Pesach do the Bedikah?
On Pesach do the Bedikah? It's better to test
people. Why not?
Because
maybe he's not
going to eat it. Even if he finds it,
he's not going
to eat it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, Kundarashi, the issue here is Baliro and Bali Mati.
If we're
over on it. You're carrying on every second, you're going to be over on it. You are, of course.
Why?
Yeah, every second Baliro and Bali Mati.
You're going to be having 50 million per month.
No, you don't mean come for Bali Rabbani Mati.
No.
No.
If you know that it's really the love, it's really basically you find the comments, but you have done the detail. For me, you find the other way. But if you haven't done the detail, by finding, you're literally there by your own.
Right, say a bit more. If you haven't done the dikha, even if you don't find it, you're over by your own also. Right, because you've got chomet in your house. If you did the dikha and you didn't find, and you didn't realize you had chomet in your house, you're not over by your own until you find it. And once you find it and you decide you want to keep it, then you'll be over by your own also. If you didn't do the dikha, then according to a lot, most you show him, Tevli Rashi, according if you didn't do the dikha, then you will be over by your even if you don't have it. Yeah, and you're over every second. Every second you're over. If you had to comment. It's a shiloh, Gabi, it's a half second of Yaakov. Shiloh, Gabi, Brismila. Somebody hasn't done Brismila and hasn't got rid of his comments. Which one should he do now? Should he do Brismila? Or should he do Baliroi? Should he get rid of the comments? He wakes up on Pesach the second day and he realizes, hey, I've got Brit Mila to do for my son and I've been so busy giving him with the birth that I completely forgot to do the biggest comments. So now which one should you do? Mr. Rubin down, if I'm not mistaken, that you should do Bali Roy because every second you're in the Bali Roy. I think Brit Mila is not.
Oh, until the end of the day.
Yeah. Bali Roy, every second you're in the Bali Roy. Right? I mean, you've got to get rid of it, and if you decide you're not getting rid of it, she was just over 10 seconds of Bali Roy Bali Roy.
Yeah, but she was so involved with your Bedikah, then you might end up missing out on the Christmas time.
It doesn't take that long to the Bedikah.
Hmm?
Doesn't take that long to the Bedikah. Yeah, 6 hours. So, Rabbi Yaakov, what did you want to say?
No.
So that was good?
So in Kriya, that the Rashi that, Rabbi Yehuda is just more concerned about someone eating it. If they find it, they come to eat it, then about being both body or balance.
So back to where we're holding, quite right. So what do we have? We had Rashi and Yossi was trying to answer something, it went the wrong way. And we had Rashi saying, and the Chachamim saying, you do Bedikah until nightfall. Not more. And Rebbe Yehuda said, you only do Bedikah until Chatzos, and not more. So he's saying, well, why? Mimashah, what's going on? If the Rabbanon holds that we're not concerned that you'll come to eat it, so why don't you do Bedikah until the end of Pesach? Right? And if you hold your offer that you come to eat it, so then they should agree to you, then you shouldn't do any Bedikah after Chatzayim. So the Mimashah, however you learn, you're stuck here. Rabbanon Rebbe said, after Chatzayim comes to Bedikah, why? Because before you're going to come to eat it. If you do Bedikah and you find the Chomet, you'll eat it. So before you come to eat it, after Chatzayim, after the Zman of Easter Chomet, you can't do any Bedikah. So, very good, we understand that Rebbe said. And on came the Chomet, said, no, I'm not concerned. I'm not concerned you're going to come to eat it. Why are you trying to involve yourself? You're rid of it. You're not going to come to Egypt. So maybe you could do Bedikah after a place, but not after nightfall. So why not? If you're not concerned you come to Egypt, it was after nightfall, the same thing.
So how can we both agree that after certain Pesach and even afterwards you still do a Bedikah? That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Still do a Bedikah, but we're only disputing as to whether I'm going to control and conditions.
But it's not true. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Yossi, even if Yehuda's masking, you can do Bedikah on Pesach. You should do Bedikah on Pesach. But he tells him none of that. He says, Kiyun Sha'aba Echo Mi Sholish Perokimai Halalu Shuv Einoi Baidik. He doesn't say that. Sure, he doesn't do Bedikah anymore.
But in the argument, he says that any
comment
that
the Rebbe
is already
Musa,
you can't touch it
anyway
because it shouldn't have it.
No, Chalam Reid is not Musa.
The Rebbe
doesn't send it here. You could make such a case. No, Chalam Reid is not Musa. Chalam Reid is not Musa. So why shouldn't we have to do Chalam Reid? Make a case what you're saying. So, but only on Yontif. That's the difficulty on Rashi. Right? So no Manasaf. So that's all after two cats on Rashi. The Loshen, we're using Seich HaMoed instead of Zman HaBiyur, and the second question, which is more of a fundamental question, that's Rashi. The very nice you want to say Ach HaMoed means after Zman HaBiyur, but who told you it stopped at Shkir? Why a nightfall? You should keep going until the end of Pesach.
So he has. I think the whole discussion, according to us, is really this time of being.
But why?
Because I think that is where a person is likely to go against the Chazal and about not having enough of it after that point and until Pesach, he says.
But after Pesach, but after nightfall.
He says
not, he says that's a tekshach.
He meant, but he's going through that period. He's saying, what should you do with the proper Bedikah of Chomet? These are the three times to do that.
Yeah. The Chomet say after this man, and Rebbe the Kriv HaMarid, he's like Ach HaMarid. So that's Ach HaMarid means until nightfall.
Okay, did he do, did he The question is, of course he's not going to say don't do your Bedikah because like Shimon said, he's over on my end by the time he said it. So if that's the case, he's also going to not talk about doing Bedikah.
You're using your heart, but not your brain, if you know what I mean. You're saying what you would like Rashi to say. Yeah, you're saying what you would like Rashi to say, but look at what Rashi's saying. Look at what you want Rashi to say.
Yeah.
Saying, I'd like this, or I'd like this. What's that saying? Ashadessa for? What's bothering Rashi? This is an amala, finished.
What?
Why is Rashi saying Ashadessa?
Finding
the dispute. Na'ach means after me, says it's an amala, full stop, until the end of Yontif. What's that saying? Threatening Ashadessa.
I think this is
a
question.
We have over body like this.
I don't know. That's the question. So we're going to do the wrong. You are the one. Of course you're the one. You are the one.
And here it is.
Well, so why did Rashi say that? Must be your question. That's the question I'm asking.
There's a dispute between them.
You can't say that Rebbe would say you have a chiv to do Bedikah after nightfall, because Rebbe said clearly and explicitly not like that. Rebbe explicitly said that after Chatzayim you don't do any Bedikah at all.
Right.
Even after nightfall, you do not do Bedikah at all. Kiman, Sha'ava, Echad, Mishalish, Perokim, Alolu.
Yeah.
Kol, Shalei Bodak, we'll go with the second one so it's even clearer. Kol, Shalei Bodak, Be'echad, Mishalish, Perokim, Alolu, Shuv, Einoi Boidig. I don't know how to express it any clearer than that. Shuv Einoi Boidig means you don't check at all.
Those three problems are in one day.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm only talking about one day.
The Gemara says, "Chachamim, he's home in a shoyas, and you have to say things clearly." But don't miss you because you're coming with a bag thing, saying that of course I'm better. But sicha, we've told you that.
No,
say it then. What is the problem? He's got problems speaking.
Could you argue based on your example?
And if you're going to say because Eishim Mitzvah doesn't help you for Chalamay, and also actually doesn't help you for Erev Pesach either, because even Erev Pesach you're Eishim Mitzvah from Pesach and things, yeah. So you think Erev Pesach because of the Yisurim you have to get rid of it. So Meila, that's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. What is Shat? So the Ram asked this. The Ram speaks it out. Which I thought Yossi saw this yesterday. Yeah, you're just working out the way around. Says they're up. No problem. Says they're up. So I'll say they're on a little slower so Mr. Perez can also follow it. Yivdoig Besechamoy. Do you have it there?
Yeah.
Very good. Yivdoig Besechamoy. I can't help you with that. So I'll say it slowly, then sure I'll let me think for all time. Yossi, you've got it? Yes. Baruch Hashem. This Rashi is up. Bishol Shishi. But let me hear. The Maishma to Yudah Koyle Shasa Bio Rabbanan Koyle Tzechamayit. So that's the first question, the question which says Taz. So he's got a three answer. It says Rabbanan. The Ikadamim, I can answer that. That was Mishom the Yudah Eina Baidek Mikan Ve'ela Miki Shasa Bio. Because of you there, till when do you do bio? Till Chatzos. After Chatzos, you don't do bio anymore. You don't check. So when Shas Habio is Chatzos, is a clear, definitive time. That is, so you can use the word Shas Habio. Masayinki and Avra Abonon, the Tzirele Abonon of the Chot, Shu Baidek La'acha Mikan, that you have to check also after, at least until nightfall. Loi mikilu shatabio. In fact, it's a time of bio. Not true. If you miss that time, you would do bio afterwards. So, men, all we can tell you is called teichamay. This is the correct time of doing bio comments. It's not shatabio. It's not the time of doing bio comments. So that's how he answers Tosfos Gashi. We had a question: why is Rashi and Tosfos? Why is according to Rashi, why is the Yehuda and the Chum using different expressions? Tosfos because of the shita. If Yehuda holds you only do bio comments until Chatzos. So when's the Shas Habio? And if you miss that Shas, you've missed it. That's Shas Habio until Chatzos. According to Rabbanon, if you miss this time, you can do bio comments even later. So no Shas Habio. Shas Habio sounds like misses the time. If you miss it, you missed it. So you can't say that. So we say a different expression. This is the time, the opportune time, the more correct time of doing bio, the time when you should be doing bio. Very easy to lose in May. It's not Shas. Shas sounds like it's the only window you have, and after that, you've missed it. Don't they?
The beer convention, though, always on iPhone.
Comes to Rashi. It comes to Rambanan, yeah? Yeah, yeah. So that's why it says around, that's the answer to that kasha that Tosfos has. Okay, very good. But, says Ram, it's still not very good though, according to Rashi. Rakati lo nichalo. We still don't understand Rashi because of the second problem. Why? So Rashi explains, lo yibodak v'sechamayed, yivdeg lachamayed. Says Rashi, tahaynu, la'acha abiyo ashtetefshach. Ve'ikilamedek, ashtetef until nightfall. Ikilamedek, we can ask. Umishitefshach ve'elef. Lama lo yibdeg. Why shouldn't you check after nightfall? What's going on in that Rashi? This is the question which we were asking on Rashi. The Efsha says to Iran, Efsha. There's a little gimel here, where does that go to? It's a good question. The question is, why did Rashi say, how did Rashi know it's only Asher Techshach? Because you're a Bonon, you only have a bdika until nightfall. You should be able to do bdikas comes even after nightfall. That's the Mema, I can tell you perhaps an explanation. This is, you know why, Mishum? That filu Abonon Moidul, that even Abonon on Maskim, I mean, we don't want to make such a huge machlokes, sounds almost like Yossi started off, we don't want to make such a huge machlokes between Abonon and Rebuda, that even Abonon on Maskim, to what Rebuda said. And what did Rebuda say? What was Rebuda's concern? If we allow you to do bedika, you might come to say, even Rabbanon are asking to that. So what's the machlekes? This is the machlekes. The Holheche, the honest kamis, in the case when there's a chsas of kamis, then, afilu mechazeh, all of the sofa, even if he's going out of his way to find it, to burn it, chashinon, we're concerned, duma, ofi, we're concerned that person might come to eat it. Now, even if Bonon and Maskim say Yuda, that you're right that you're getting rid of it, but you'll still come to eat it. When? We've got a serious concern on the other side. What's the risk? What are the risks here? The risk is that if you eat your kais, well, now we have to compare that and prefer you not to do Bariyah Barimotse, if you eat the Bariyah Barimotse, rather than getting involved in the Chomis, because you might come to eat it. The only hold on this svara of why you're involved in getting rid of it, you won't come to eat it, that's only until nightfall, because there's no kois during that period of time. So that's when Chazal, well, the Chachamim were willing to rely on their svara. Yeah? The svara is that if you're involved in getting rid of it, you're not going to come to eat it. So now we have to weigh everything up. The Rambam and the Chazan is right. It's amazing how Chazal weighed up everything on a pellet, that's his expression, on a scale. And you see in Osas Mutzvah, he brings rice, and sometimes they'll tell you that, for instance, an animal fell into a pit and he's stuck in the water there. They won't allow you to take it out, even though it's a massive star, so you put cushions there. And sometimes they'll tell you they wouldn't like to do it. Everything, they weighed up exactly on a scale. How much of a concern and what's the risk? What's the concern and what's the risk? And they said, this case we would like to do it, this case we won't like to do it. So we're going to see also in review the next omens. The same idea. So it says, let's start with Chomini. Chomini came along. Rebuta said, you know, after the place, you can't do these Chomini because you might come to Egypt. Chomini said, no, don't worry, because since he's involved himself in, what's he doing? What's he looking for? What's he involved in?
He's
going to eat the chomet. So obviously, he knows that you mustn't eat chomet, so he's no concern he's going to eat the chomet. That's all very good. There's no big risk here. But the minute he gets to the nightfall, if he would eat it, he would eat the chomet. So it's only a tremendous risk. So there, you have to be more concerned.
Even though the
percentage
might be very, very low, so
sort of
the consequences
are
so great.
Right, and therefore, Chazal, in that case, would agree to that, no, you keep away from that chomet as far as you can. Don't you start looking for chomet, because you might come to eat and be overcooked. Why does Rashi say Ashitesha? Now we can put what Yossi says, just in a mirror. Right? So why does Rashi say Ashitesha? Why does Rashi say Ashitesha? The answer is that Rashi didn't want to make a huge machlekes between Rebbe Yehuda and Rabban. Rebbe Yehuda, you should know, even when there's no kois, we're concerned that he might come to eat it. And the Rabban said, you should know, we're never concerned that he's going to come to eat it. We don't want to do that. Of course, they're all as close as we can, we'll make them. Everyone agrees that there's a serious risk, serious consequence, we're going to say we're worried that he might come to eat it. And the whole machlokes between them is a case where there's not such a serious consequence. during the time period from Chatzeit till nightfall, it's only allowed. If you eat a chametz, you're not over cursed. Some of these chametz during that period is not even cursed. Certainly not over allowed. In that case, are we concerned that a person might come to eat it? Says the Gemara, yes. And says Rabbanon, since even if he does eat it, at best he's over only allowed and not cursed, we're willing to take the risk of that, and we say, go and check and get rid of the body of animals. But once it gets to nightfall and chash, if you do eat it, if you go, we're not willing to take such a risk. Not willing to take such a chance. You don't do any bezika then bechla.
Well, according to Rashi, the last time you did the bezika for Rabbi Yehuda would be when? I thought it was at nightfall.
No, so it's chon. According to the last time to bezika chomet is at the zman of biur. It's at chatzos on erev Pesach.
That's the set time, so you have the hour or whatever
you put. Right.
That's the
Mambil.
If you don't have a Rabbi Yehuda,
that's the last time, no more bzikas afterwards. Why not? Because you might come to eat it. And there's no koi, it doesn't matter. But you might come to eat it. We don't allow you to do anything because you might come to eat it. Along comes Rabban and says, since there's only a chance of being over allowed, we prefer you to do Zika's comments until nightfall. But after nightfall, we'll say the same, you can't. Because now there's a concern, you're going to make the risk, you might be over koi, and we're not willing to take such a chance. That's how the Rabban answered. Rashi's now, we've got very good shot in Rashi. Very good shot.
Is he fighting with Rashi?
So far, he's explained Rashi.
Is that he fighting with him?
Not yet, because he's going to be arguing in a minute. He's siding with Rashi. So says Duran, he's not siding with him, he's explaining Rashi. Says Duran, Avala Nochin, I've explained Rashi, but I don't like it. Avala Nochin, says Duran, Avala Nochin, Kamesha Pesha. So now let's look at the rift. The rift is in the same phase, you don't have to go too far. You see how in the rift lands it? Pirish, where's the rift land? What's the Chamaid?
It's all
Chametz. Yeah, the rift land is very simple. Moed means Yom Tov. Teich HaMoed means
Pesach,
and Ach HaMoed means afterwards. So Anochoin says, Ram, I like that shot a bit. Anochoin can make a piece of rift. Sheivzik v'yudalit hainu kol yoyim yudalit.
So why doesn't Rashi want to learn that way?
Loi boda yudalit. One second. Loi boda yudalit yudek b'seich HaMoed, dainu b'seich HaPesach. Loi boda b'seich HaMoed, dainu b'seich HaPesach. Yivzik l'ach HaPesach. You have to check after Pesach. Why after Pesach? The after Gavdelei Mitzel Midrabanon. Even now, there's only Vedikas Chometz. There's only Itzrabanon. Kihechi. Becomes Rabanon. Meshum just like the Chachamim gave a knas on him. Meshum da'ova olei bebali rabali mosei, because he was over on bali rabali mosei, and therefore he said the osoi they asked it. Ba'afilu ba'ano, they asked it even with ano. Zash says the Ram, I like the rich shots. Was it such? So you have made in Turkey, on the back of made in the Asian. The Asian, you have to be come to a four. What four? So it says, Duran, you know why four? Because there's an Italy, you might come to your comments. So what? You might come to Yechomet, so why is that Mechaim to do Bzika? I might come to eat Teloim, didn't Mechaim to do Bzika. I might come to eat Treif, I have Treif in my house, so Mechaim to do Bzika. So why am I Mechaim to do Bzika? Because you might come to eat it. Why Mechaim to do Bzika? Says the Ram, look at the Issa. A normal Issa to Rabbanon is just Issa Achila. But this is a Chazal Asadim and Barno. It's not a normal Issa. It's an Issa even with Anor. So you see how strict Chazal treated this Issa Chomet. And now it's treated as if it's Chomet Beraita. Chomet Beraita, not Anor, not Anor, not Anor, not Anor. Chomet Acha Pesach, Chazal treated it with the same severity. He said, you're not Anor, even not Anor. Ah, if they treat it with the same severity, then they treat it with the same severity that you also have to do a zika for it. You also have to do a zika. So that's how you read the last line of the Ram. It says, Alpha Gabriel meets the Adam with the Abbanon. If it's only after the Abbanon, why should they have to do the zika? But Kihechi, just as, just like, we know, because so, Abbanon, Abbanon made Keknas, Mishum Da'obani, Bari Oban, Bari Motti, since they were over, Bari Oban, they made the Knas, that what? The Osir, the Afir, and Osir, Asir, even with Allah. So also chiduk with the ram, kishalteya, they made it's very chiduk. They strengthened their words. Lasicha after dikas v'machayim even a bedikim. The Ram came along with the gevaldig zach. The Ram said, you know, I like the risk shot. I like the risk shot. Once the risk shot, sechamay means to remind achamay the asamay. But the Ram had a big problem. Why on earth do you need to do a bedika achamay? Chomet. Maybe everybody right, that's why you have to do bedika. So why should you have to do bedika achamit? So Tosfos says, you're right. If you hold this as bani or bani mosli, you won't have to do bedika achamit, because there's no bani right anymore. So therefore I'm going to tell you, it's because you might come to Egypt. But there aren't the different terrors. Look at the type of isra. This isra the Rabbanon is not just a normal isra Rabbanon. Chazal gave it such a chomor status and said that this isra, you're not even allowed to have any anor from it. So they treated it as if it's chomit mamish, as if it's chomit on Pesach. So if they treated it as if it's chomit on Pesach, they gave all the dinim of it and said, well, then you have to do the zika for it to get rid of it. It's got such a severity to it. So maybe that's why the Ram prefers the pshat of the Rish.
Does the Ram hold that the reason why we did the zika in the first place is it hold like Rashi, and what like Rashi, is it hold like Tosfos?
It holds like Rashi. The Ram holds like that Rashi. The Ram holds of Rashi that the reason why we're doing Bedika is it shouldn't be open by the Ram anymore. But he doesn't hold of Rashi's chat here in the Gemara, because he prefers to say Achamayid means after Yom Tov.
So can Rashi explain why Rashi doesn't hold that way?
You explained very nicely that Achamayid, well, two stages. Achamayid, the Kuntur Rashi, it can't be, says, we have two options. Achamayid could mean maybe after Yom Tov, right? Or could be Achamayid means maybe till the end of Yom Tov. That's two possibilities of what Achamayid could be. Now, after Yom Tov, we have two reasons why maybe Rashi holds it after the Bedika. Why? One is because there's no Bali or Bali Wata there. That's how Tosfos is left. So Achamayid comes in after Yom Tov because there's no reason to do Bedika then, because there's no Bali or Bali Wata. Right? Also, it could be because Rashi holds that you can't do Bedika during Yom Tov even. Can't do Bedika even during Yom Tov because you might come to eat it. Because Rashi is the courage. There's two possibilities that Rashi holds. Right? Even during Yom Tov you can't do it. So, because you come to be a Yom Tov curse. So Mela, Rashi learns that it means until nightfall. During Yom Tov you can't do, says the Ram, because you'll be Yom Tov curse. Huh? Forbidden to do it. Yeah, forbidden to do it. Okay, so that's the Ram. That's the Ram Tosfos, the Rashi Tosfos, and the Ram explaining Rashi. Right? And then the Ram says, you should know, I prefer the Mahalach of the Rif. There is a difference between the way the Ram explained the Rif and the way Tosfos understood. It's a very quite fundamental point. I mean, Tosfos understood that after Pesach, if the whole concern was Bari Rabbani Motzi, there's no reason to do Bedika. After Pesach, if the whole concern was Bari Rabbani Motzi, there's no reason to do Bedika. And the only reason why we'd be doing Bedika is because he might come to eat it. And the Ram seems to say no, that even though there's no Issa Bari Rabbani Motzi, it's got such a chomor status that we're going to treat it with all the severity and you're going to have to do Bedika for it as well. It's small enough to manage between the two of them.
One thing that's not so bishmat about is that usually we see that Am Yisrael is more aware and concerned and takes precautions when it comes to matters that are involving courage.
Right.
By Shulman.
Mm-hmm.
So it suggests that all of a sudden they'll be, you know, more likely, not more likely, but they won't be watchful with regard to eating the chametz that they're actually in the midst of psychologically coming about to destroy. Like the whole purpose is, I'm looking to find it, get rid of it, and you agree that that was the case before Shidduch Hashanah. And you know, we're not willing to give them the chance to do that because they might come to eat it.
There's an expression that says, She'elet chacham chatzi tshuva. The Shaila of a Chacham is half the answer. Now, Rabbi Yossi, when he was asking the question, he said that we find normally that we take precautions, you can misrecord it, so we take precautions when it comes to Ithakaris.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We take precautions, therefore we don't let him do the Dika. That's itself the precaution. That's what I'm saying. But we have to take precautions because we're trying.
It's almost everything is to try to destroy it now.
But we're taking precautions.
Grab it and eat it.
But we're taking a precaution because of it.
The possibility of them eating it would be that the guy is going to say, you know, 0.0%, or 0.5%, wow. And whatever, even lower, whatever you want to call it. It's only thing that changes is the consequence.
Right.
I don't think you said it's going to be more likely to eat and drink. It's not more likely.
Okay. There's more of a consequence.
It's just the consequence.
So we have to have more of a precaution. So you're right. Even on the expense of Bani Ravamas. You're right. So your question is you see how much of a precaution we take by Ithakar. Even at the expense of Bani Ravamas, you take. We just share with you a little of the passage of Zim Mitzvah. The Tosfos says in Sheh Amalish, Ma'itim Lachor, Ma'yos Tivloch, V'shein Yomir. It's a double expression. Ma'itim Lachor, what can he give you and what will it profit you? You're saying to me, it sounds like saying, this is Shamanis. No, I'm saying something to do with the Pasha. But the Pasuk in Shamanis says, Ma'it and Achor, Ma'it and Loch, you're saying to me, it's a double expression. So what's the double expression? So I saw the Shem of Yasuf, I saw the Shem of Sultan Eliboch. He said the Shem of Yasuf like this, that says when the last of Lovoi, all the animals are going to come to the Nachash and say, Dari, he destroys people, but he eats. Ari does it. Ari jumps on other animals and devours it. But what you bite, but what do you get from it? And not just bite somebody, but doesn't get anything from it. So what are you doing it all for? So he used to say, so he answers back, as the Gemara says, he says, well, my yisurin lebal loshon, something like that. Every loshon ha, somebody speaks loshon ha, it's the same idea. Same idea, every loshon ha, it's the same idea. So what's he gained by it? What's he benefiting from it? So he has to explain, so Dino the Nachas was saying, I was a muscle to the world, about the terribleness of that loshon ha. It's just like I bite and I don't gain anything from it, so it's every loshon ha. So he has to explain that a Nachash, the simple understanding is, a Nachash, even if he didn't need to eat, he was just bite, just because he used to get pleasure in having something, but he didn't get anything from it. What did he gain by it? But sometimes the met, a Nachash would be hungry, and he would bite to kill. And then he would eat it. But what would he get from it? It'd be the same taste, like the one human says, the same taste as he eats offal. Did he get when he eats anything? Everything he eats is the same thing. So what he gained by it, he got food, but there was no positive benefit rather than eating something. So he says like this, that person in Sikh Lashonara, there's two reasons why a person in Sikh Lashonara. One is purely to knock the other guy down. He doesn't get anything from it. It's purely to knock the other guy down. That's one type of Lashonara. Now sometimes a person will let him Sikh Lashonara because the guy is competing with him, let's say. And I want to knock him down so that my panosa shouldn't go down the drain. So I'll speak Lashonara to knock that guy down so my panosa will be better. But he's forgetting that panosa is nikva from Shemayim. And while you're knocking him down in order to get your panosa, you're not going to gain anything. Because panosa is nikva from Shemayim. So those are the two comparisons to a Nachash. Nachash is killing for no reason, biting for no reason, fine, that's right, somebody's just knocking down for no reason. And even in a case where an ochos is doing it for a reason, he's not really gaining, because he could have had offer, it would be the same thing. So even when a person is saying ochos to knock me out of person because he's worried that he's panosa, you should know he's not really gaining anything, because in the end of the day, panosa is nikvah from shemai. So that's these two double expressions. My eating the chop, that's the first thing. What are you getting from me? You're just knocking the other guy down. And even if you're doing it because you think that he's competing with me or something, no, my yoyisib loch, they're saying to me, where's that? You're not going to positively profit from it. You're not going to profit from it. So the monosof, whatever you're doing, that's the evilness of losanah, they're saying to me. Fantastic, that's the end of the story, that's the Holy Spirit. It's the
Pasuk.
Not to speak losanah, yeah.